Big Time Ballers, we're back for another episode. Hope you guys are doing great today on this Father's Day Sunday. I'll let you guys listen to some Shawn Mendes really quick, and then we'll jump right into it after. That's right, folks. I'm in a Shawn Mendes stitches mode right now. What's going on, folks? We're back. When I say we're back, I'm back with the Super Tease team today. Welcome.
Hello.
Say what's up, Trey. Hey, Tyler. Say what's up, Tyler.
What's up, Tyler?
Tyler's being a little goofy. All right, guys. So we're back today. You know, we wanted to bring you a quick little update from our last podcast. You know, I know the last time we came to you guys, we talked about the Super T Award that's going to be introduced to the league. And, you know, the plan really was to, you know, introduce the award this year. And moving forward, we were going to have the Super T Award replace the MVP Award because of the significance of the Super T Award, right? So I think, you know, if we really look at the league, obviously, the championship trophy, I think we can all agree it's the main trophy, you can say, right? It's what we play for. It's what it's all about. And then, you know, personally for me, I think the MVP award is kind of what stood out next. So knowing that moving forward, we're going to have the Super Tease Award be the MVP trophy. I wanted to just change up what we presented to you guys the last time, right? So I know last time we talked about, you know, Trey and Tyler came up with the method of adding their favorite numbers together, 7 and 4, which kind of brought us to week 11. And the team with the most wins at the end of week 11 was going to take home that award. I want to change that because I don't want to have just one Super T Award trophy out there circling around for most wins after week 11. And then moving forward, have it represent something else. This award is pretty much going to remain the MVP award for as long as the league is active. So I wanted to just represent this one thing only moving forward. So what we're going to do is, you know, we're just not going to, we're going to go back on that. We're not going to use it in week 11. We're just going to make it the MVP award moving forward. And it's going to be, Trey and Tyler are actually going to be part of the selection process. So what I want to do now is just give you guys a quick little taste of what I did, right? So I kind of gave Trey and Tyler a little test just to see how they would look at this. You know, normally we'll have Mark and myself sit down and, you know, we look at the teams and we make a decision. This year is going to be a little different. To take any bias out of it, when I present this to Trey and Tyler to help with the decision, I'm not going to put the team names in there. So, for example, if I'm the top team or the second best team in the league, I don't want to put my name and, you know, they say, oh, let me just pick World Boss because he's my dad. Nope. The way I want to present it is it's going to be team A, B, C, D. And then I just lay out those, you know, that those team stats and accomplishments, and then kind of have those guys make their pick based on what that team has done that year. So what I want to do is I'm just going to give you guys a quick little example of what I put together, right? And, you know, I kind of just did a small little sketch here, I suppose, and, you know, put it in front of the boys and say, hey, let me know which team here you think should win the MVP award, right? So simple little thing that I did was, you know, I just drew it out. Okay, so you have team A versus team B, right? And some of the details that I put down was, so team A had a record of 9-4. Team B had a record of 11-2. Team A scored 1,700 points. Team B scored 1,500 points. So even though Team B had more wins, Team A scored more points, right? Then we went on to things like Team A having a longer win streak than Team B. Then we went into, you know, we also had the top scorer award, right? So Team A, with its 9-4 wins, they top scored, you know, more than Team B did, right? So just to kind of not make it seem too obvious, right? And just kind of see what they came up with. And both of them actually came up with Team B. And what I want to do right now is, you know, just kind of quiet a little, just be quiet for a little bit and kind of let Trey and Tyler just explain, you know, what they, why they chose Team B. And it's pretty interesting. There's something that really stood out to me. And just so you guys know, this is actually going to be a lot harder this year for you guys to win the award simply because of some of the questions that the boys are asking me. So, Trey, do you want to explain to the league why you chose Team B, and what are some of the things that you thought about when you were making your decision?
Okie dokie. So, at first, I was going to pick Team A just because they had 17,000 points in 8-game win streak and top scored 6 times. Those are big. But then I took a look over at Team B. They have 11-2, that's more than 9-4, 15,000 points, that's last 2-game win streak, also less, but they top scored 9 times. So it's 2-2, so I had to get into a little bit of details. So for the win streak, 8-game win streak, and 2-game win streak, I, just by looking at first I needed to know who they won against. Were they easy teams? Were they bad teams? And then this was the answer Dad gave me.
Yeah, so just so you guys know, so basically what he did there was this. So he looked at, okay, you know, Team A had, you know, may have had a longer win streak than Team B, but who were those teams that they had the win streak against? So, for example, let's say Team B only had a 3-game win streak and Team A had a 6-game win streak. If those 6 games that Team A won came against teams that are at the bottom of the table, so like the worst teams in the league, it didn't really mean as much to Trey, you know, as to Team B, who may have had a 3-game win streak against the top 3 teams in the league, right? So he's looking at it as kind of, you know, the difficulty of your schedule, right? So if you're like the number 4 team and you beat the 3 top teams, he's looking at that because that means a lot to him, right? So the fact that he's diving into these details, man, it's just, you guys really have to bring your A game because it's not just a matter of coming out here and, you know, winning maybe by 1 point or 2 points every game. You really have to stand out because, as you can tell, Trey's going to make this really difficult for you guys. And I think Tyler pretty much had kind of the same thing, right? Is that true, Tyler?
Yep.
Yeah. So, you know, these guys are going into the details here, man. So I just want you guys to keep that in mind and know that because it's not going to be easy this year. So, but yeah. So really, you know, we just wanted to bring that to you guys today. Just, you know, give you guys a quick little rundown. Like I said, you know, we're doing this Sunday right now. We're down in the studio on Father's Day. You know, the last time we brought this to you guys was on Memorial Day. You know, the boys are big in the vets. So, you know, they wanted to wish all the vets a happy Memorial Day back then. And, you know, for those of you who have, you know, family members in the service, right? You know, they, you know, thank them for their service, right? So for today, for those of you who are dads in the league, what do you guys want to say?
Happy Father's Day.
Yep, definitely. You know, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. For the ones that are still shooting blanks, you know, good luck. You know, keep shooting, but it's okay. Help is on the way. You know, T's baby making school is opening up pretty soon, so I can kind of help you guys out. If you need some assistance, just let me know. But, you know, congrats, man. You know, especially to you, Kim. I know you're, you know, your first Father's Day, man. So congrats to you, man. You have a beautiful little baby girl. I know you're going to be a great dad, you know, and we're excited to have you here, man. So So that's great. So just want to say thank you guys for listening. Really appreciate it. Boys, you have anything you want to say?
Bye.
Awesome, guys. Now we're going to let you guys go with some paradise.